بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, yesterday we spoke about social media and I want to conclude that today. I want you to think about a pressure cooker. You know what's a pressure cooker? In the kitchen you use it, right? A pressure cooker, you know what it is? You have them in this country as well. It's a pot with a lid and, you know, you put it on the thing and pressure, right? Now, what is on top of that lid? There is a safety valve, right? Now, if that safety valve fails, what can likely happen? It can explode. So, the safety valve prevents the buildup of steam by letting it off. Once the steam is built up to a certain amount, the safety valve blows and you have dal all over the ceiling, but the pressure cooker will not burst, right? Now, why am I giving you that example? Because that is exactly what social media is. Social media is the safety valve on the aspirations for change in society. For change to happen, you need to have enough pressure built in society for people to take some concrete action, right? To go vote or to demonstrate or to do something or to create funds or whatever, right? Now, people who rule, what do they want? Do they want that to happen? No. They want to rule, they want to continue to rule. At the same time, they know that at least in today's world, if you put too tight a lid on people, then at some point it will explode. So that's messy. So what to do? Put a safety valve. So when pressure builds to a point, it goes back down. Now that's what social media does. Because what social media does is it gives you a false sense of achievement. It gives you a false sense of achievement. You think you have achieved something by forwarding a message, by watching a video, by having an argument on Facebook with somebody, or by tweeting something and having it retweeted a few times and so on and so forth. You think that something has been achieved. But what's the reality? Nothing is achieved. Absolutely nothing. What does happen, however, is that you get involved in all kinds of arguments directly with people, other people, huge amounts of time is wasted. Your whole focus is on something over which you have no control whatsoever. Just think about the number of, in the last 1 month, right? Think about the number of videos and social media posts that you would have seen on Palestine. Think about how much of time and energy you would have spent in arguing about Palestine. Then tell me, what has changed in Palestine? Did anything change? Nothing changed in the last 70 years. Now, change the word Palestine for practically anything else. Right now, burning topic, Afghanistan. We have arguments and more arguments and you have, you know, somebody, no, you know what, this is what they should do. What is the change? Nothing. Now, this is a game. And it's an outlet to discharge frustration. No solution at the end of it. Now, the reason is because social media grants you anonymity and it grants you immunity. So you can say anything you want without consequences, at least most of the time. It also enables pretension. On social media, you can pretend to be anyone you want to be. Right? There's nothing. Many times you will find, for example, one of the favorite topics today is COVID. So you have people who are against vaccination, for example, who ignore and insist on ignoring the huge mass of scientists and research people on one side. And they will say, no, but you know, so-and-so said this and that so-and-so is a famous doctor.
Say, excuse me, where does this person live? Who is he? What is he? You know nothing. That person simply stated, I am a doctor and I am saying this, so you believe him. So social media allows you to pretend to be anybody. It feeds your ego because you can say whatever you want. Similarly, take activism for Dawah, for example. A lot of people say, no, I am on social media only because I want to give Dawah. What is that Dawah? There is just little sound bites without depth, without any depth. Yeah? No need and no... For somebody to do so-called Dawah work on social media, there is no ijaza, there is no tazkiyah, there is no tarbiyah, there is no effort needed, no zuhud, no tahajjud, no fasting, no nothing. Nobody will ask you, who are your teachers? You are saying all of these things. Who are your teachers? Where did you learn all of this? Nothing. Anybody can say anything and we can see the results, right? So the point I am saying is that let us understand that this is a very, very smart strategy by the real rulers to control the frustration of the masses by allowing them to let off some steam and go back to sleep. Nothing actually changes on the ground. Now, if you want something to change on the ground, you have to actually do something. You have to write something, you have to take action, you have to donate money, you must do some actual thing, not just talk. Now, this is the biggest problem with this. And that is why if you look at the statistics, they're absolutely horrendous. The amount of time and energy that gets spent and the result of it at the end of that is absolutely nothing. What I recommend very strongly is two or three things. One is to read history. Because history is an extremely, extremely important thing. Without knowledge of history, you cannot understand current situations. Believe me, don't even think about it. Without understanding, without reading history, you cannot understand what's going on in the world today. You might be seeing it. I'm talking about understanding it. You cannot understand. Only history gives you perspective to understand what's going on in the world today. Number one. Number two is read multiple sources. Don't just read one paper or one thing. Because this is another thing which social media does. For example, the algorithms are written in a way where they pick up what you like and they feed that back to you continuously. You know this, right? So if you are, if you are a Trump supporter, you will never see anything about Biden. If you are a Biden supporter, you will never see anything about Trump. It's as if Trump doesn't exist. But you know he exists. So the point here is that consciously, get out of all social media. Instead of that, read multiple sources. So you have some real knowledge. Then consciously do some analytical thinking. Now, analytical thinking just won't happen because you wake up one morning. You have to also learn how to do that. But it's not very difficult. It's quite easy to do. But analytical thinking about what is happening in the world. Then look at your own options. That in the corporate world, we do this all the time. We say, well, at the end of the day, what is the action plan for this? So what are my action options? As an individual human being sitting here in this place, what are the options that I have? What can I actually do to make a difference on the ground? For example, one of the things we can probably do, I don't know how many Afghan refugees are coming in here to this part of the country, but one of the things consciously we can do is to try to help them. Help them settle in, help them settle down and so on and so forth. That will be far more useful than talking about Afghanistan. So if we can locate where are these people, who are these people, you know, form a group and then you say, okay, if they need funds or what do they need? Sometimes it's not just funds. It's maybe they need to know the ropes. They need to know what to do, where to go for this, that, get their social security, whatnot, right? So concrete action, which will result in some measurable outcomes. Now that if we do, believe me, then you will really make a difference to society, will really make a difference to life, and you will really be using your time in a productive way, which inshallah we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us for that. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to help us to use our time in the best possible way, because our time is our life. And we are going to be questioned about this on the day of judgment. The first question is this: what did you do with the life that I gave you? What is life? Life is time. So we are going to be questioned about what we did with our time. And therefore it's very important for us to use that time consciously, thoughtfully, and in a way which is beneficial. Meaning in the dunya and akhirah, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lead our lives in the way of the blessed sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the guarantee for success, inshallah, in this dunya wal akhirah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.